just like you, Lou will show you how to increase your income, lower your taxes, and most importantly, lower your financial risk. For your free, no-obligation financial review, call Lou Scatigna at 732-905-8100.
AFM Investments. Securities transactions offered through Lee Baldwin & Company. Member FINRA and SIPC.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Back here on our DCH Freehold Nissan pregame show, Steinert and Neptune coming up with the kickoff set for just about 10 minutes from now. Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka. Ed, Neptune with a 10-1 season coming in. They have been among the Shore's best team. The only loss to the top team in the Shore, and that's been Red Bank Catholic. Other than that, Neptune, an unblemished record with some talented players.
Oh, very talented, Matt, and it's not just one or two. Let's start with their outstanding quarterback, Jaheim Woods. You're going to hear his name a lot in this broadcast, that's for sure. He has passed for 1,277 yards and scored 14 times, and he's also picked off five passes on defense. Not only that, he has also rushed for over 1,000 yards and scored 11 on the ground. So that's 25 touchdowns for Jaheim Woods alone, an ideal candidate for a player of the year in a player of the year situation in the Shore. Then you go to Ikey Calderon, one of his running backs who can go the distance anytime he touches it, loves to run the jet sweep. Then David Gutsmore, who's had big games. He's got 400 yards on the ground. Then you go to the receiver, a transfer student from Colonia High School this year, Jeff Fairbanks, only a junior. He is the home run threat from the wide receiver spot. He's got 34 pass receptions for seven touchdowns, and when they go downtown, Fairbanks is the guy that Woods looks to.
A lot of weapons on that Neptune team, and we'll take a look to kind of look at their schedule overall. You know, they were a team that started off the year with a convincing 28-7 win over Bishop R, then lost in week two. What an early time for this game, how the schedule worked out. 20-14 in double overtime against Red Bank Catholic. And remember, in that game, they were basically going in for the winning score, fumbled at the goal line, and RBC winds up winning that game.
Yeah, not only that, they fumbled in regulation, Calderon did, on the one-yard line, and RBC recovered in the end zone. Otherwise, they win that game. And then in the first overtime, they missed a short 24-yard field goal, which is basically an extra point, or they win that one in one overtime. Instead, they lost in two overtimes. That game has come back to haunt them because, you know, with a win today, they very easily, obviously, could be undefeated and be the number one team in the Shore and probably one of the top ten teams in the state. You know, so, yeah, that loss will haunt them. But you know what? It'll be just a little blemish on a championship record if they could pull this off today.
They are classified as the B North Public School champions, and they got on a roll, and they've been on a roll ever since. Beat Long Branch 21-0, Freehold Borough 31-6, Monmouth 28-0, Ocean 19-0, Lacey 16-3, Colts Neck 26-21, Allentown 40-33 in an overtime, and then Northern Burlington in the semifinals 60-27, Asbury 29-28 in a thriller over Thanksgiving. So, Ed, when you kind of look at their schedule, they've won games in a whole lot of different ways. Their defense has a couple of shutouts, three of them to be exact. They've scored a lot of points. They've given up a lot of points. So they can play in a lot of different styles of games.
Yeah, it's been a weird season for them defensively, Matt, because in the first seven games, they only gave up 57 points. And then in the last four, they've given up over 100. So Dom Lepore, who coordinates the defense, has got to, you know, tighten things up this afternoon because, as we said, he's facing one of the better players that they will see in quarterback Adam Reese. Let me give you some of his numbers, Matt. He has thrown for 1,900 yards and thrown for 24 touchdowns. Not only that, he has run for over 700 yards and scored 11 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, you're talking about 35 touchdowns for Adam Reese. And if you had to categorize him before we even see him, think a Tim Tebow type of player with probably a better arm.
Will we get, instead of Tebow today, maybe we'll get Reist at some point? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm trying to say.
We'll take a timeout here. Neptune and Steiner, they should be hitting the field in the next couple of minutes. We'll make this a three-minute pause. We'll come back with a bit more of the pregame show. Kickoff right around the corner. You're listening to High School Football getting set for the Central 3 final between Neptune and Steiner right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Are you looking for Ocean County's one-stop outdoor resource? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. All your favorite gear, hiking boots, dry suits, outdoor clothing, camping equipment, and more from the biggest names in the business. You still have plenty of time to enjoy the outdoors, and the Jersey Paddler in Brick is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors. Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help. Gold Fever is buying all your unwanted gold jewelry, and they're paying the highest prices around. They've been in business for over 30 years, so you know that when you go to Gold Fever, you're going to a jeweler you can trust. They truly know the worth of your jewelry. So stop in today to sell all your old jewelry and get the most in return. Plus, Gold Fever buys all fine watches. Gold Fever on Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant Beach. Or give Gold Fever a call at 732-892-3535.
New vehicles do more than just move us.
They keep us connected.
They keep us on the right road.
Find a Bridgestone tire retailer.
Go 3 miles to...
Get the best prices of the season today on Bridgestone Tires.
The Bridgestone Tire Sale ends soon.
Let the tire experts at Bayville Auto Care make sure you're safe for the upcoming winter driving season. Stop by and see them today on Route 9 in Bayville and save $35 off any set of Bridgestone tires. Bayville Auto Care, expert repairs with personal service.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Harmon and Star Luca back here on our wall-to-wall coverage of the state playoffs. We did the Central 4 final, the Central 3 final now up and getting set for action. Steinert will be the first team to make their way onto the field. They are coming out right now. The Spartans, led under Dan Caruso in his fourth year, will be in the away white jerseys, green helmets, green numerals, white pants. 9-2 coming in to this one. Wins over Wall and Woodbridge to get to this point on a three-game winning streak. There are two losses on the year. Nottingham in the opener. West Windsor, Plainsboro South on the 5th of November. Wins over Rancocas Valley, Lawrence, Hightstown, Trenton. West Windsor, Plainsboro North, Notre Dame, Wall, Woodbridge, and Hamilton.
This is a team, Matt, that's never been in this situation, of course, but they've never even been in a quarterfinal game, and they've I shouldn't say that. They have been in a quarter. They were 0-6 coming in, never been in a semifinal game, and, of course, never been in a final. So this is their first shot at the big prize.
A Mercer County team, of which Steinert is a resident of, has not won a state title since 1985. Unbelievable to think that. Neptune getting sent to come on. Crowd continuing to file in support of both of these two schools. Neptune will be on the Rutgers sideline. Steinert as the visitor. Their uniforms mimic that of, I know they've kind of changed uniforms a couple of times this year, but mimic that of Michigan State. They have a white S on their helmets and the same colors as the Spartans of Michigan State. These are the Steinert Spartans.
So do they go from this one to Wisconsin to play that Big Ten championship?
Play and then get set to play the Rose Bowl?
Well, they got to get by Wisconsin first. And there's no prize waiting on that one with Oregon winning last night in a romp over UCLA. So they will be the opponent in the Rose Bowl. I'd like to see Wisconsin and Oregon play. That'd be a battle.
Oregon, pretty good football team.
A very good football team. You talk about speed. You know, this Neptune team likes to pride themselves in similar type of play. They'll run the same offense, that spread offense, and Woods, can go the distance as any number of players on this Neptune team, and that's what Oregon does.
Coaches coming out in black, which should mean that the Neptune players will be soon following. They gather in the tunnel, and here comes a host of black and red.
A lot of familiar faces on the sideline here for me, personally. Dom Lepore, a friend. Brian Duffy, the offensive line coach.
Neptune in all black today. Black helmets, black pants, black jerseys, red numerals, white outline. A lot of players with red shoes or red tape, and the Scarlet Flyers looking for their first state championship since all the way back in the John Amabile era, 95, 97, and 98, trying to put an end to a long drought. We're going to step out, take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll have the opening kickoff and get this one up and running. It's the Central 3 finals in the state of New Jersey on the Shore Sports Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network. WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
IHOP, a family restaurant, is celebrating over 50 years of goodness. You'll enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinner with experienced chefs, friendly managers, and great food. What else could you want for a great dining experience? Stop in to visit before or after your high school football game. IHOP in Toms River at 178 Route 37 East, at 941 Route 37 West, or on Route 72 in Manahawkin, in the Stafford Square Mall. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy.
This is Barry Cottrell, General Manager at DCH Frio Nissan on Route 9, and proud to sponsor this Jersey Shore High School football pregame show. We're rooting for your team to win, and inviting you to team up with us for a great deal on your next new car. DCH Frio Nissan is the home of the original Ultimate Deal, but you'll get ultimate deals on all of our new and pre-owned cars. Come in for a test drive tomorrow, and drive your new car home tomorrow night. Visit DCHFrioNissan.com or on Route 9, we're just north of the Freehold Raceway Mall. DCH Frio Old Nissan.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Captains are out at midfield for the opening coin toss of the Neptune Steinert game. Referees today who are mic'd up are crew from South Jersey, the Camden Burlington area. Steinert getting the ability to call as the visitor.
Hey, Matt, you know, we mentioned all these skill kids, and great players for Neptune. We didn't even mention number 7 out there as one of the captains, Jasmar Klax. I mean, he came in, you know, into this year as one of the top players in the Shore and is not a real big part of the offense. Of course, he controls the defense from his middle linebacking spot. But, you know, when you mention players and don't even mention him in the pregame, that tells you what type of team this is.
Neptune will receive the opening kickoff. Our coin toss brought to you by Community Kimball, Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Play hard, but please play safe. Neptune will move in the end zone to our left. It will be Steiner kicking from right to left. This one, I don't think many would have picked at the beginning of the Central 3 bracket when it was first announced. But it is Neptune and Steinert, the final two teams standing here out of the 8 teams. Neptune, the 5 seed. Steinert, the 7 seed. A lot of weapons that we will see here on display today. Enoch Asante, number 60, will put the ball at the 40-yard line and gets it to kick off. He'll put it right in the middle of the field. Neptune with a lot of speed. Speed to burn, as they would say. Ikey Calderon will go back deep. And he will be joined by Miles Martin. They are the two starting running backs. They are the two deepest men in the kickoff return team. Opening kickoff brought to you by Open MRI of Wall. Medical imaging when you need it most. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall in the Wall Circle Park on Route 34. Asante with 5 to his right, 5 to his left. Steps in, gives this one a boot. It will be Martin to have his hands on the football. From the 8-yard line, runs across the field at the 14 and is tackled in the open field. Good stop made by Jarius Prather. Neptune will start with the football, first down and 10 from their own 13-yard line. Jaheim Woods, the quarterback, Ikey Calderon, Miles Martin, the two running backs up front, Shaquille Giddens and David Calderon, the tackles, Larry Calhoun and James Klaus, the guards. Peter Askew is the center. Four wide receivers into the game, an empty backfield look, and it will be Woods rolling off to the right. Under pressure, will get upfield, run out of bounds. They will spot it at the 17-yard line, pushed out by Ryan Malagrino, the middle linebacker. A host of players will play some of the skill positions today. Casey Buford, Jeff Fairbanks, David Gutsmore, and Jasmar Klax all in there to start offensively for Neptune. 4-3 alignment for Steinert. A.J. Mastrangelini and Amir Averhart, the two ends. Enoch Asante and Matt Parmigiani, the two defensive tackles. Give you the linebackers and the secondary right after the second down and 4 play. Man in motion as Calderon fumbles the football, and Steinert has it. Woods and Calderon came together, and Calderon never really got it cleanly. I'm not sure he was actually even expecting it, And it will be a early turnover with just 18 seconds gone off in this first quarter. 11:42 to go. And Steinert has it first and 10 from the Neptune 14-yard line. Adam Reese will come on as the quarterback. Talked about his numbers, 35 total touchdowns. Tyler Zandomenigo in the backfield. Number two, Jeff Mattinelli, the other back. Spread look here. Little play action over the middle. This one deflected down. Jarmaine Budd, the defensive end, making the play. Mike Ramboski, Enoch Asante, the two tackles, Anthony Manfredi, and Shifel Ali, the guards. Alex Amodi is the center. Dean Lucchese, the tight end. Keon White, Jordan Dunn, two of the wide receivers. We'll also see a lot of Vanell Dosus. Dosus will split out this time wide to the right. Dunn will come near sideline to the left. Man in motion is Mattinelli. Trips now off to the left side. Reese wanting to throw. Fade pattern's got a man wide open. Touchdown, Steinert. Mattinelli split the coverage. There wasn't a black jersey within 15 yards of him. And a 14-yard touchdown for Steinert. Great start for the Spartans. They turn the
Matt,
turnover.
I hate to talk over you if you're talking, but my pack is dead. I need help.
Okay, Ed. I'll see if I can get Tom down to take a look at it. On for the extra point here, Barry Deptula to make it 7-0. What a start for the Spartans. Kick is up. Kick is good. 7-0. Spartans, just 29 seconds gone by here in the opening quarter. They lead it 7-0 over Neptune. We're back with more in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to support Jersey Shore High School sports. We know you play hard, but please, play safe. And if an injury does occur, know that our orthopedic sports medicine specialists are experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. To learn more about the great orthopedic care at Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Matt Horman, it's our Luca back here from Rutgers University. Steinert with the big early turnover that they translate in to 7 points. Reese to Mattinelli, and they lead at 7-0. Asante will get set to kick off here again. What a start for the Spartans. End-over-end kick. It will again be Miles Martin from the 9-yard line, straight up the middle of the field to the 20, out to the 25. And he is run down at the 28-yard line, where Neptune will have it their second time already today. First down and 10. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca, Tom Tremblay, our on-site engineer. Want to thank Paul Ceretti for doing a great job in game number one as our engineer back at the studios of WOBM. He has been ably replaced. We won't hear much from him by Silent J. Does a great job as our board op as well. Neptune on their first down carry will give it to David Gutsmore. He runs smack dab into the line, and he is tackled for a 1-yard loss. Let's go through the rest of the Steinert defense in their 4-3 set. We gave you the first four guys, Alex Spez and Kazir John, the outside linebackers, Ryan Malagrino, the middleman, Jordan Dunn and Darren Stokes, the corners, Eddie Ashley at one safety, Tyler Zandomenigo is the other. Second down and 11. The empty backfield look again for Woods. Has trips off to his left, two back to the right. Man in motion is Martin. Woods wanting to throw. Has time now, flush from the pocket, goes off to his left, gets upfield, slips a tackle to the 35, comes forward to the 40, tripped up on the 43-yard line. A 16-yard pickup where it will be first down and 10. Ed working through some technical issues down on the field. We hope to have those worked out in just a second, and he will rejoin me. Some early fireworks here if you're just tuning in. Neptune fumbling on their first drive. Steinert cashing in with a touchdown, 7 points. And now it is Neptune, the football back again, and Woods will operate from the shotgun. We'll send this time Gutsmore in motion. Play action. He's got a man open. Catch is made by Calderon in Steinert territory. He will drag a tackler down inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. That stop made by Eddie Ashley, the safety.
Matt, I'm back up, Matt.
All right, Ed. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was the battery pack went dead. Luckily, I had another battery, and I changed it. So we should be back up and running.
Jeff Fairbanks will split out this time wide to the left, staying to the near sideline to the right. And now Woods rolling off to his right. Slips a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. So shifty. And will work his way down to the 35-yard line. He has run out of bounds by Malagrino. 8-yard pickup brings up a second and two.
Well, anyway, Mac, early turnover. And we told you Adam Reese is a tough one. And he put that ball right on the money, didn't he, on the fade?
He absolutely did. With no real coverage to have to deal with either. Buford will come this time near side under the right, up top to the left, Fairbanks. Again, the empty backfield look. Gutsmore as a wingman off to the left. Steals the corner. Woods rolling that way. Intended receiver is Fairbanks, who will make the catch down inside the 25-yard line to the 24. That will go as a first down.
Matt, Jaheim Woods is hurting a little bit. His right arm. Seems like he's got like a dead arm, and he's really favoring it as he went over to the sideline to Mark Ciccatelli and get the play. Keep an eye on the right arm of Jaheim Woods.
I would agree with you, Ed. He's kind of just dangling it. Yep. Whether it might be a shoulder injury that we didn't see.
I agree.
Slot receiver combo right. Man in motion is Martin across the formation. Woods going to tuck it and run. Get to the 20, to the 15, stays on his feet. Inside the 10, dances his way. Inside the 5, and a touchdown for Neptune. 23-yard touchdown run from Jaheim Woods. He didn't need his arm that time and gets in for a Scarlet Flyer score.
A lot of fireworks in this one already, Matt. We're only, 3 minutes into this football game. But you're right, didn't need the arm that time, and they will look at him on the sidelines. He definitely is hurting in the right shoulder, Matt, without a doubt, as he will kneel down now to hold on this extra point.
Elijah Peavy, is the kicker. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It's on the way, and it is good. Neptune 7, Steinert 7. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football. This is the Central Jersey Group 3 Final on the Shore Sports Network.
Football season is in full swing at Baker's Water Street Grill, and now that there's a chill in the air, it's time to come in, sit by the fire, and enjoy Tom's River's favorite hometown sports bar. With 21 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house, and Baker's Water Street Grill is the place to be for all the action. There are drink and appetizer specials during all NFL games and weekly giveaways, plus there's Wi-Fi access for all you fantasy football fans. No need to wait for game day. Join them any day of the week for lunch, dinner, and the area's best happy hour. Baker's Water Street Grill, located on the water in downtown Toms River.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Our high school football coverage is presented by Gateway Toyota Scion, your community-minded dealer since 1993, a proud sponsor of our game coverage. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 East in Toms River. And as they say, we love to help. Steinert put a quick 7 on the board. Neptune answering back with a quick 7 of their own. And Elijah Peavy will get set to kick off. Back deep, Keon White. End-over-end kick. This one fielded by Jeff Mattinelli across the field, running to his right. Flag is down, stacked up and dropped at the 22-yard line. Let's check the flag before we spot the football.
That'll be a block in the back, Matt. I happen to just be looking down that lane and saw it. So they will push him back from the 23. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. That'll put it back to the 13. By the way, the doctor did check out the right shoulder of Jaheim Woods, and I think he's going to give it a go, Matt, but he's definitely hurting.
3-3 defensive alignment for Neptune. David Calderon and Jarmaine Budd are the ends. Dante Brown is the nose man. David Gutsmore, Ikey Calderon at the linebacking spots. Jasmar Clax anchors the middle. Back deep, Miles Martin, Sekou Harris, Otis Lawrence at the corner, Jaheim Woods at the corner, Jeff Fairbanks at the safety spot.
No Jaheim Woods right now, though, Matt.
Shotgun formation look for Reese, wanting to throw. Threw behind his receiver. The intended man was Jordan Dunn, and that will go incomplete and set up a second and 10.
Woods just trots on the field right now, though, so he spent one play on the sideline.
Guess that was enough.
He's a player. Doctor put him through a lot of movement drills, and he seemed to pass him.
Reese will send a slot receiver combo off to the left. Neptune hasn't rotated anybody over the cover to slot man. And now Reese will hand it off in the backfield. It will go to Mattinelli, who will take it just shy of the 15-yard line. A 2-yard pickup out to the 14. Tackle made by Calderon, David Calderon.
I've seen this Neptune team a number of times, Matt, during the course of the year. And the thing about their defense is that they play very tight to the line of scrimmage. Their front people, obviously, on the line of scrimmage, but their second-level linebackers, very tight to the line of scrimmage.
Fairbanks, the one lone safety up over the top. Now Martin rotates back in a two-deep coverage. Shotgun look for Reese. He sends four into the pattern. Throws the fade, and a great catch made on the far sideline. Jordan Dunn hauls it in at the 35-yard line. Pickup of 20.
Oh, I don't know how Dunn caught that one, Matt. A one-handed grab. Never put two hands on the football. As we watch the replay up on the screen here, never had two hands on. He just pulled it in with that right hand and tucked it into his stomach. Tremendous throw and catch.
We have the makings of a shootout here today. Two good quarterbacks in Woods and Reese. It's Reese's turn this time around. 4 minutes gone by in the first quarter. 7-7 our score. Reese will send a man in motion. Jet sweep action. He will fake it, keep it. Zone read for him. Bounce off tackle to the 40, 45, gets the midfield into Neptune territory, down the near sideline at the 30-yard line, and will get pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line. What a run for Adam Reese. Scampers for 45 yards.
Wow. Well, you called it, Matt. A lot of fireworks in this one. I mean, they had him pinned down to the sideline. You're not going to see many teams get outside of a Neptune defense with their outstanding speed. Reese just did.
We mentioned his rushing ability in the pregame. Over 700 yards on the ground and 11 touchdowns. Trips this down to the near sideline. Left up top to the right. Keon White, the dangerous senior receiver. Reese from the shotgun. Has Zandam Menego as the single back. Wants to throw and will. Has done at the 15-yard line. Makes the catch. Gang tackled at the 12. That will go as a gain of 8 yards, bring up a second and 2. Neptune, as we talked about, has been in all sorts of games this year. Defensive struggles, wide open games, shootout type games in which they've scored but also given up a lot of points. And Reese looks like he has come to play here for Steinert this afternoon. Mattinelli and Dosus will go as a combo, far sideline right. Dunn and White stay back to the left. It's Mattinelli in motion. Sets up trips now to the left side of the formation. Reese looking to throw in the flat. They have the screen set up. Zandam Menego down inside the 5-yard line. Will hurdle his way into the end zone for a touchdown for Steinert. 13-7 Spartans with the extra point upcoming. What a game we've had early on.
Well, that'll go down as his second touchdown pass of the afternoon, Adam Reese. But it was a short little screen. Unbelievable football game so far, and we're only 5:23 into it.
Depp Tula on for the extra point. This to make it a full 7-point spread. High snap. Kick was blocked, but flags are out. Zandomenigo, who just caught the touchdown pass, is the holder. Steinert offensive lineman telling their coaches this is against Neptune. Encroachment on the Scarlet Flyers, half the distance to the goal line.
Matt, I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is a female kicker. Are you aware?
I am.
Okay, very good.
Barry Deptula, right. 1 for 1 on the day. She's trying to make it 2 of 2.
The name throws you off a little bit, Barry, right?
High snap, good hold, kick is up, dead on, and in. 14-7, Steiner. We step out for 30 seconds with 6:37 to go in the opening quarter. The Spartans lead it by 7. We're back with more high school football right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Gateway Toyota Scion is proud to be a part of the Jersey Shore community and a sponsor of tonight's high school sports coverage. Gateway's community involvement includes such programs as Ocean County VestaCop, Lacey Rescue Squad, sponsorship of the local Little League, high school athletic departments, high school booster clubs, and much more. Once again, good luck to all the high school athletes from Gateway Toyota Scion. Gateway Toyota Scion, Route 37 in Toms River. As they say, we love to help.
Now back to high school football on the Shore Sports Network. Good time oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
As we mentioned, a Mercer County team has not won a state sectional championship since 1985. Steinert trying to change it, and they have come out on fire, leading 14-7 over Neptune as Asante will come on. He handles the kickoff chores. Going back deep, Martin and Calderon. Straight on kicker is Asante. Puts this one pretty deep from the 5-yard line. It's Martin. Gets to the 20, out to the 25s, runs right into the wedge. And will take it out to about the 27-yard line where it will be first down and 10. For Neptune. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. I want to thank you for sticking around for game number 2 of our doubleheader on High School Football Day. State final activity from Rutgers University. They call it the birthplace of college football.
Well, Matt, the sun has ducked behind all the bleachers, so we are completely out of sun, and the temperature has dropped probably at least 10 degrees so far.
Lights are on here at High Point Solutions Stadium. Calderon in motion, low snap, Woods able to field it, has time, looks in the flat, skies one high up over the top. The intended receiver was Casey Buford. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10.
Well, Woods showing no signs of that sore right shoulder again in between after the last Steiner touchdown. They again put him through a series of drills here on the sideline, the doctor did, and he is out there.
Woods with the spread formation look. From the gun, man in motion is Martin. They'll fake it to Martin. Quarterback draw up the middle. And out to the 34-yard line goes Woods. You know, Jaheim Woods, one of those players that every time he runs the football, you're almost waiting for him to break 20, 25, 30 yards.
Well, if you noticed again, Matt, and I don't want to keep reiterating
still
the same
favoring
point,
that arm.
He definitely is hanging it by his side every time he runs to the sideline to get the play from Coach Ciccatelli.
See, maybe, Ed, if we can get some kind of word on if it was something early on in the game that happened.
Yeah, it definitely was, because he did not come into the game with any sort of injury.
Woods flipping one out into the flat. Again, Buford, the intended receiver. They cannot connect. Flyers will punt. Mattinelli going back deep along with Eddie Ashley. Temperature has dropped considerably with the sun going down.
Neptune was a man short. They run out a player, a left end.
Long cadence here for Neptune. Good snap. This one almost blocked. Short kick fielded by Ashley, who gets bumped, called for a fair catch. That is going to get a flag. Neptune a bit undisciplined. off the punt from Miles Martin. Ashley clearly called for a fair catch.
Yeah, it's just a case of the Flyer player not seeing the arm up in the air. Although he did go after him half-heartedly. He didn't really take him down to the ground. But
well, I think part of the problem was it wasn't one guy who hit him, it was two.
A couple, yeah. That's a personal foul, 15 yards, so into Neptune territory on this possession to start.
Ball will begin at the Neptune 44-yard line. Dangerous with a quarterback like Adam Reese. Split back look, slot receiver, top side of the right, single receiver back to the left. This time it'll be Mattinelli on the carry. And he's able to bounce his way forward inside the 40 to the 38-yard line. That goes as a gain of six. Jasmar Clax on the tackle. Clax, who, of course, transferred in and followed his head coach, Ciccatelli. Mark Ciccatelli, his first year here at Neptune, won two state championships at Freehold Borough. Made the move in the division. We don't see that very often. Dosus splitting near sideline of the left. Dunn and White. Slot receiver combo up to the right. Mattinelli in motion. Starting right, coming back to the left. Neptune showing pressure. Reese hanging in the pocket. Now going to break contain. Look for the first down. Has it and more to the 25. Will run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. He will gain 18 and a first down with 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Quite a run for Adam Reese.
Well, he showed me good speed there, Matt. Not only does he have good running ability, but he's got outstanding speed, you know. Just talked to Chris Melvin, who is, you know, up on all of the top athletes in the state, and he told me Reese not really being looked at by any major college. This is the first year that he has been the man at Steiner. So quite a first year.
First down and 10. Reese wanting to throw. Throwing the fade pattern again. He's got a man open, deflected away, and it's going to be pass interference. The intended receiver was Dosus. Otis Lawrence on the coverage, and he will be whistled for a penalty.
And that'll come from the 20-yard line, Matt, so that'll be a half the distance. That'll move it to the 10. Give him a first down.
Ed, you had some interesting news, and while we have a second, we want to promote all of our sports in the Shore Conference. CBA, who is always year in and year out among the top teams in the Shore Conference, their cross-country team, they won the national championship today, so congratulations to the Colt Runners.
Yeah, I also heard, Matt, that they are the number one cross-country program in the country. So not a bad year by the CBA cross-country team.
With the penalty, sets up a first and goal from the Neptune 10-yard line. Reese motions a man across. The carry is for White, that jet sweep that's become so popular in college, now trickling down to high school football. Picks up one. Tackle made by Claxton Fairbanks. Half-yard gain. We'll call it second and goal from just inside the 10-yard line.
You know, I think we're quickly getting to the point where Jaheim Woods, and here it is right here, Matt, is going to come out of this football game. Definitely hurting.
See if we can get some more word on what that actual injury is, if we can.
Very upset on the sideline.
Second down and goal. Empty backfield for Reese. Stops, throws, delivers a strike across the middle, but Mattinelli cannot hang on to it, and it will set up third and goal.
Well, Matt, I being our sideline reporter, I have, believe me, I have tried, and the doctor and the trainer, very tight-lipped, did not even want to talk to me, which is obviously their prerogative. But, you know, just in observing, they're definitely checking the right shoulder. It's obviously some sort of separation or problem with the right shoulder or clavicle.
3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Steiner looking to build on a 14-7 lead. Trips left. Mattinelli in motion. Sets up doubles to either side. Another pass across. And this one will be knocked down at the goal line. The intended receiver was Dosus. Martin and Clax combining on the coverage. And it'll bring up a fourth and goal at the 10-yard line. Deptula, who we've seen on a couple of point afters today, will not come on and attempt what would be about a 27-yard field goal. Steinert will go for it on fourth and goal. White and Dunn split off to the right. Mattinelli and Dosus come to the left. Reese from the shotgun. Another strike over the middle, and another flag coming out. The intended receiver was Dosus, and he was high load. Lawrence was there along with Sekou Harris. Both players hit him. This is going to be another pass interference on Neptune.
Definitely called it, Matt. It was definitely Lawrence and Harris. They did sandwich him, and I think they got an early piece, although now the referees are talking about it. So let's see.
That's going to be a half the distance to the goal line penalty. Put it at the five and make it first and goal. Our game today brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it. Open 7 days a week on Arnold Avenue and Bay Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach, and by Jersey Paddler, Route 88 and 70 in Brick, your kayak headquarters at the Jersey Shore. Zandon Menego, the single back. Pistol-type formation look here for Steiner. Mattinelli will go in motion, deep motion. He'll get the carry. Sweep to the right. Turns the corner at the five. Run down at the three. Pushed out of bounds that time by Otis Lawrence.
Put it at the two, Matt. Put it at the two.
Second down and goal from the two. Tough spot here for Neptune in a high-energy first quarter. 3:39 to go. Second and goal from the two-yard line. New package coming in for Steinert, as Mattinelli and White both leave. They'll bring some size in. Enoch Asante, number 60, will line up in a power set off to the right. Two backs over that way. And Zandamenigo, the single back, and he is swallowed up in the backfield at the six-yard line. Coming hard. Shaquille Giddens, number 58.
Well,
four-yard loss, third and goal from the six.
Yeah, Giddings coming from his D-tackle spot was in the backfield as quick as Reese got the football in his gun position. Outstanding play by Giddings and something the Flyers needed.
Shaquille Giddens, a junior, 6'2", 205, making right now a huge play. Sets up third and goal from the six, inside of 3 minutes to go. Reese from the shotgun. Let's one go, looks over the middle, and it's a touchdown for Steinert. Jordan Dunn, 6 yard pitch and catch from Reese. And the Spartans are a point away from putting 21 up on the board here with still 2:49 to go in the first quarter.
I'm telling you, Jordan Dunn has got some set of hands, Matt, and Reese has got some left-handed arm. I'm telling you, he can throw the football. Just a short little slant over the middle.
Deptula for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and it is good. Steiner 21, Neptune 7, Central Jersey Group 3 Finals. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
If you're injured during a sporting event, wouldn't you feel better if your physical therapist knew exactly what it takes to get you back in the game? Whether you're a weekend warrior or a competing athlete, the physical therapists at Atlantic Physical Therapy Center are focused on returning you to optimal levels of performance. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center has the expertise, compassion, and enthusiasm to get you back in the game without losing a step. Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with offices in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Go to AtlanticPTCenter.com and Facebook to learn more and to find the office closest to you.
For complete high school football coverage every day, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Good Time Oldies, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
Tonight brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with locations in Toms River, Manchester, Whiting, Freehold, Shrewsbury, and Little Egg Harbor. Let their physical therapists get you back in the game. In the game here, Steiner. They lead Neptune 21-7. Spartans coming in as the 7th seed in the tournament. Enoch Asante, 6 players off to his right, 4 back to his left. High end-over-end kick, bit short. From the 9-yard line, it will be fielded by Eki Calderon at the 20, out to the 25, stop shy of the 30-yard line to the 29. Now we will get a look at Neptune offensively and see if Jaheim Woods comes back into the game. He is talking things over his head coach, Mark Ciccatelli, so the answer is yes.
Yes.
Woods wasn't in that last series defensively. Comes back in here offensively with Neptune trailing by 14. 2:41 to go in this first quarter. Empty backfield for Woods. Trips right. 2 receivers up top to the left. Woods saw something he didn't like and will use a timeout. We will keep it here with 2:41 to go. There is one more game here tonight. Rumson and Mattawan in the Central Jersey Group 2 final. What would have been perhaps on paper a real good game, but Mattawan with some players suspended, so Rumson, you'd have to think a prohibitive favorite in that game. They are looking to defend their Central 2 championship, in which they really shocked everyone last year and beat Mattawan.
Yeah, they still have Larry Austin, though, carrying the football, and whenever you have a player like that, they could be and will be dangerous. Got the front row of the Neptune fans, Matt, up about 7 or 8.
7 or 8 of the
gentlemen
who are sans shirts with Neptune spelled across the chest.
And black and red faces, the Neptune colors.
And it's not freezing, but it's gotten a little chilly.
It's probably in the upper 30s, I bet you, right now.
Woods, again, looks things over. Wants to run and will get sacked. Dropped in the backfield. They will blow the whistle down before he actually got dropped totally. Kazir John on the tackle and Dean Lucchese.
Yeah,
tell you what, been really impressed with Steiner.
Very impressed. Very impressive football team. And Woods didn't have time to do anything that time, Matt. As soon as he got it, he had 3 players draped around him and 1 wrapped around the legs, 2 up top, and couldn't go anywhere.
Trips again to the right. Man in motion here will be Martin. He will get the carry. Now it will be Woods to pull it back out. Martin had that ball, and he was sprinting towards the line of scrimmage, and Woods at the last second pulled it back out and took the run himself. He will pick up 6 back to the original line of scrimmage, which is the 29-yard line, and bring up a 3rd and 10. Inside of 2 minutes to go in our first quarter. Seems like with all the action we've had, we should be in the third quarter of this game, not the late stages of the first. Casey Buford splitting out near sideline to the right. Up top to the left is Fairbanks. Favorite target, 34 catches coming in. Woods wants him, catches behind the line of scrimmage, sets the bubble screen up, gets it to the 35-yard line, shake and bake his way forward over the 40, get to the 44-yard line. That's going to be a Neptune first down. Pick up of 15 for Fairbanks.
Well, not a whole lot of room for Fairbanks when he got that bubble screen, but he jitterbugged downfield, in and out, made 3 or 4 different cuts, picked up 15, so nice run by Fairbanks. He's an exciting player, only a junior.
Made a nice move. They just put the replay up on the board. He left somebody in concrete shoes. Here's the inside carry. It goes to Calderon. He'll take it to the 46-yard line. Tonight's game brought to you in part by IHOP. Visit them on Route 37 East and West in Toms River and on Route 72 in Manahawkin in the Stafford Square Mall. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy. Standard player a bit shaken up.
Yeah, actually, Matt, that was Jasmar Klatz carrying that ball, and he put his helmet right between the numbers of number 56. That was Ryan Magliarino, and he is being helped off the field. He was the player that was injured. Klatz put his helmet right between his numbers, and he went backwards.
Magliarino, the middle linebacker, he'll come out and get checked on. Steiner, late rotation defensively. Woods wants to throw. Now going to move from the pocket, roll right, zip one intended receiver, Fairbanks, right in front of the Steinert bench. Goes incomplete, and it will set up third and long for Neptune with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter.
You know, this is some effort by Jaheim Woods because he guns that ball when he throws it, but any other time he's got that right arm hanging like a thread by his right side. But when the gun sounds, he is full tilt 100%.
Third down and 8. Woods going to roll off to his left, in trouble, come back to his right, turn around, do a full circle, go back to his left, stay on his feet, look downfield, doesn't have anybody, there's a flag down, going to tuck it and run, get pushed out of bounds at about the 47-yard line, maybe the 48. Neptune was looking for a late hit out of bounds. There's 5 seconds on the clock. A flag was thrown at the line of scrimmage pretty quick after the ball was snapped. We'll wait for official word from the referee. It's going to be a hold on Neptune. Steinert will likely decline as the ball spotted at the Neptune 48.
Well, I don't know if you saw the replay, Matt, but Coach Ciccatelli took a spill on that hit out of bounds. And it was definitely a hit out of bounds by Steinert, and Ciccatelli went down when Woods ran into him.
Neptune will have to punt the football away. Andrew Figueroa will come on and handle those chores. Ashley and Mattinelli back deep. Fourth and 6 with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Steinert jumping. It's not going to be enough for a first down, but it's going to at least make Mark Ciccatelli think about going for it.
I think the thinking is over as he huddles his offense around him. This will be about a 4th and 1, Matt, right?
So the ball will move into Steinert territory. It'll be spotted at the 47. It's 4th and about a half a yard. Neptune will bring the offense back on.
Jasmar Klatz leads him out. This is Jasmar Klatz time right here, Matt.
Klatz, the biggest of the skill players, 5'11", 235 pounds. He will be in the backfield with Woods. Woods, who will operate from the pistol. Klatz, fake. It'll be Woods around the corner. Woods will have the first down and more. Broke a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Comes forward to the 40-yard line. 7-yard pickup. That brings us to the end of the first quarter. Fireworks in this game. Both teams high octane, high energy. 21-7 Steinert after 12 minutes. We step out for 30 seconds. We're back for the start of quarter number 2. Right after this quick break with more state playoff action on the Shore Sports Network.